Algernon, thanks for joining us. This week, we are talking about a story that the Las Cruces Sun News ran from the Albuquerque Journal. Now, it's about lawmakers fighting over a proposal to let Tesla open service centers and storefronts in New Mexico. What do we know about this?
This is really interesting. Journalist Marie Baca reported. So the legislation is not in session, but they have interim committee meetings. Mm-hmm. And so this was the Courts Corrections and Justice Committee. They had a hearing with a couple of executives from the Tesla car and manufacturing company. And basically, what they're addressing is a proposal to let the manufacturer actually sell directly to customers. So the reason Ford and other car companies don't have their own dealerships in New Mexico, one reason is we have a law saying, no, you have to buy your car through a dealer, and this protects dealers in the franchise sort of model. And there are people who are trying to make an exception, at least in the case of Tesla, because these are cars that are not just a different brand of car, but an actual different technology. So if you're one of the 450 people in New Mexico who own a Tesla, and you need a major repair job done in your car, you have to tow it to Colorado or out of state somewhere. You may have to get a hotel room out of state. And the owners of these cars would like to deal with Tesla directly here in New Mexico.
Moving on, this is a program that has really grown, especially with community support over the years. The NMSU Food Pantry, there is a program from local restaurants donating portions of their sales to Eat for Pete. Tell us about that.
So first of all, Aggie Cupboard is a food pantry that the university runs for students and employees who are in need, and there's a lot of need. This past spring, there were 512 visits to the pantry, and they distributed 13,000 pounds of foods. And so to sustain this, a lot of businesses are participating in something called Eat for Pete. It's a two-week event. It's already underway, and it's going to end on Friday. What they're doing is during one specialized day or part of a day, they're going to donate 10 to 20% of their sales towards helping the food pantry. This week, Panda on Monday, Raising Cane's Tuesday, Buffalo Wild Wings Wednesday, the Chick-fil-A on University Thursday, and finally on Friday, Jason's Deli. They're all going to be participating.
Well, good to see that community support because those numbers you just gave us, obviously there is a need. I want to move on to talk about this opportunity for entrepreneurs. Aggie Shark Tank is a program that's been happening, I believe, for a number of years here mm-hmm. in Las Cruces. That is on the horizon. What's in store with that?
So this is an event presented by the Arrowhead Center at New Mexico State University. So student entrepreneurs with an idea that they want to pitch for a business, and maybe they need some investment capital or some advice and support, are going to get a chance to pitch their idea to a panel of experts. It's a little bit like the American Idol model, right? So student entrepreneurs get to come to this panel of local business experts and executives and pitch their idea and maybe ask for support. Now, the public is invited. It's happening at the Center for the Arts, 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday. And the Center for the Arts, of course, is on Espina and University. But the audience isn't going to be asked for anything. It's all addressed to these experts. So you can watch student entrepreneurs who have an idea, pitch it, and get some feedback.
Very interesting. We'll see what happens there. Now, we have been talking about some things happening on campus. Let's go just a little bit off campus. There is a new coffee shop on University Avenue, right across from NMSU. What do you know about that?
This is a family-owned independent coffee shop. It's in that plaza on University and Espina where the FedEx Kinko's is. Next to the juice shop, there is now a coffee shop. And it is a lovely little place. They have coffee, tea, a barista making beverages for you. They've got some cold beverages. They even have kombucha infused drinks and things. And so this is a very nice little place with tables and couches. And so if you want some coffee and you want to keep it independent and you're down on the, you know, on the western end of campus, now there's an independent coffee shop for you. And if, of course, if you're on the eastern side, you still have Milagro.
Now, we know there are a lot of coffee lovers in our area, so that's some good news for them. Algernon, I want to thank you for always stopping by and letting us know what's happening in the business world.
Ciao.